Archbishop Oscar Romero has become a hero of human rights. He led El Salvador's Catholic Church in the 1970s during widespread violence, earning a reputation as the voice of the voiceless. Patricia Morales T.A. Reno remembers walking with her sister and seeing Romero standing alone outside a chapel.
So we approached him, right? We're two teenagers, you know, just to say hello and how are you? And he said, preocupado, which means worried. Preocupado.
2 days later, Romero was murdered. This Sunday, the Catholic Church will declare him a saint. NPR's Danny Hajek has the story, and just a warning, this piece includes sounds of gunfire.
Oscar Romero's devout following filled the capital city's towering white cathedral.
It was packed.
Franciscan brother Octavio Duran was a seminarian back then.
People were standing, people were sweating. I remember when Monsignor Romero was making his entrance, people clapping.
He had short, graying hair, these thick brow-line glasses, and a captivating gaze. Romero's voice echoed above the violence that engulfed his country.
Quisiera ser siempre, sobre todo en estas horas de confusión, de angustias colectivas.
At a time of so much confusion and anguish, I want to be a messenger of hope. In the midst of tragedy and bloodshed, there is hope.
Hay esperanza.
Hope was like water in the desert. It was scary to live in those days.
Back in the 1970s, during Romero's time, civil war was looming in El Salvador.
I remember.
Wilson Ruiz was reporting there for NPR in 1979.
Every morning in San Salvador, you found 2-3 dead bodies dumped somewhere.
He happened to be recording when he was caught between the military and leftist guerrilla fighters.
There are nobody here. Here comes the military now. They're clearing this street now. Everybody's running.
In its attempt to crush an anti-government movement, El Salvador's brutal military regime, supported by the United States, killed, kidnapped, and tortured civilians, many of them the poorest in society.
These were atrocities towards innocent people, young people, even children.
Patricia Morales Tijerino, who met Archbishop Romero just before his death, says his preaching defended the most vulnerable.
The people felt protected by him. That protection was the power of his words.
Romero ran a commission that investigated human rights abuses. He named victims of murder and the countless who disappeared. His homilies were like newscasts for the poor.
He became the voice of the voiceless.
Y en nombre de este sufrido pueblo, cuyos lamentos suben hasta el cielo cada día más.
In the name of the suffering people, I beg you, I order you, in the name of God, stop the repression.
Many people questioned his politics, especially within the Catholic Church. His fellow bishops, loyal to the government, openly denounced him. In private, Romero seemed isolated. Was he a complicated man, Romero?
All saints probably are complicated.
Again, Brother Octavio Duran.
He had a short temper. He was timid. He was introspective.
He also suffered from anxiety. He suffered from depression.
That's exactly right. But when he spoke at the pulpit, he was a giant.
In Romero's war on inequality, the transistor radio was his weapon. Live broadcasts of his homilies were the most popular program in El Salvador.
Everybody was listening, including his enemies.
Priests and nuns who empowered the poor were targets accused of communism. Right-wing militants bombed that radio station, and flyers showed up outside churches with a shocking message. Be a patriot. Kill a priest.
I received notice that I'm on a list to be eliminated next week. Let it be known that no one can kill the voice of justice.
Nadie la puede matar ya.
I was so close to him. We were friends.
This is José Inocencio Chencho Alas, once a priest in El Salvador. The last time he saw Romero, Chencho sensed that his friend was afraid.
He said to me, "Chencho, they want to kill me, but I must stay with my people." He was offering his life.
On March 24th, 1980, Romero was saying mass at a hospital chapel. A gunman from a right-wing death squad fired a shot that rang out like an explosion. Patricia Morales Tijerino remembers hearing the news.
You know, it was this feeling of losing someone that is yours. I mean, the feeling was of feeling orphaned. It was quite devastating, actually.
El Salvador spiraled into civil war. The anti-communist military regime was backed by the U.S. 12 years of fighting claimed over 75,000 lives. But Oscar Romero's voice was never silenced. For his followers, like Brother Octavio Duran, he was a saint the moment he was assassinated at the altar.
With Monsignor Romero, Jesus passed through El Salvador.
But the wounds of war have not healed there. Today, street gangs control sections of cities, and El Salvador has one of the highest murder rates in the world. José Inocencio Chencho Alas prays to Romero for a country free of bloodshed.
Archbishop Romero, we need your voice in El Salvador. Your work has not ended. Please, from heaven, help us. Please.
Danny Hajek, NPR News.